I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious.
SAFM Breakfast.
With Beck and Soda.
Start listening.
Welcome along to the podcast. Beck, how are you doing?
I'm fabulous. I love the happy hour. Today I'm going with a mimosa and a little gimlet on the side.
Well, let me tell you right now, what I'm going with is a stench in this studio. What on earth am I smelling? It is strong and it's powerful. What are you doing to yourself?
It's my mango and lychee body lotion. I don't know about you. Are you finding with this warm weather that your skin is drying?
No, but I'm saying that's got a very, very powerful smell. It's sort of, it's like reef oil gone wrong.
It is a little bit. It's not terrific. Coconut though. It's the mango you can smell. Do you want to try some?
No, not at all. What are you doing with it?
I'm just rubbing the lotion on its skin.
Oh, it rubs the lotion on the skin or else it gets
Why did you do that? That's his favourite movie of all time.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Okay.
What are you smearing it all over yourself?
Well, I'm a bit scaly and I just noticed and I keep the lotion here because I need to be moisturised at all times.
Well, I think you should put it back in the basket because it stinks.
All right, yeah. Clarice, let's get into the show.
Righto.
Yeah, and the show being the podcast. Let's go.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Hey, how'd you end up last night? Of course, our little trip to the Garden of Unearthly Delights.
Yeah, we had our midweek margaritas with some of you beautiful people. They were frozen margaritas too at the tequila bar in the Garden of Unearthly Delights. Watermelon or lemon.
Now, Charlie Closer was the comedian and the show that you went in to see. I had to duck off back home, so I didn't get the chance to see him, but you did.
I didn't see Charlie Closer. I saw Charlie Caper, though.
Charlie Caper.
His brother, he subbed in for the night.
And he's a magician.
Yeah, what do I call him?
A comedian.
Oh, yeah? How was he? Funny?
I mean, I think next year Charlie Closer, the comedian's coming, but this year it was Charlie Caper, the magician.
Any good?
I cannot get my head around how these magicians work. So to give you an example of the kind of stuff where everyone was just mouth open looking at each other, including our Japanese exchange student who was just mind blown. He gets out of his normal looking shoe a full can of Coke. He opens it, pours the Coke out. So it's a normal can of Coke.
Takes his shoe off.
Takes his shoe off and then shakes the shoe and a Coke can comes out of the shoe that's been on his foot all night. Okay, gets weirder. So then he pours the Coke into a glass. Coke can's empty and he crushes it. Not completely crushes it, just squishes at the top.
Real then Coke in there. Liquid.
Real brown liquid.
Yep.
He goes boom with his hand and then the Coke can kind of reassembles in his hand. There's nothing around him. He's on a stage in a tent. And then he opens the Coke can again, which is reclosed, and it's full of Coke again.
Come on.
He's just like manufactured a full can of Coke into his hand that was previously in his shoe, but then he drank it.
And he drank it?
Yes! And then someone from the audience drank it.
And they said it was Coke?
Yes!
How do you do it?
So many other, like he would have something in his hand, sleeves rolled up, and then it would just be gone. Like, where did it go?
Yeah.
And then it would be like behind his ear.
Was he able to find the diamond that you lost out of your engagement ring?
I should have asked him about that. You know who knows where that is? Charlie Closer.
He can tell you a couple of good jokes about it.
Yeah. Coming to Fringe 2025.
Anyway, thank you to everybody who came along. We've still got more Fringe tickets to give away, so keep listening. And we had a lovely bunch of people.
That's right.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Fringe is firing. We all know that. And then we just look out the window and there's Limo.
Yay!
Just cruising around. We thought, come in here and have a chat.
Beck, Soda and Limo.
Limo.
Oh, it's got a little ring to it.
You're
catchy.
You're performing tonight.
I am indeed. I'm down at Gluttony.
Yes.
In a space called The Piglet.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
And it's a great little space. A few tickets left for tonight.
So we'll see you there.
Come on down. Rebecca Morse will be there.
I'll work on my best heckle. Because last year I just yelled out, you're old. And you said, pardon. And I said, exactly.
I know. And it was like, it was just this sort of Tourette's voice from the back of the room, just out of nowhere. Yeah. You're old! And then nothing.
Then I got shy and I didn't want to repeat it.
Did you think you'd tear one off, you know, just rip one into her tonight somehow? Like have a go at Beck as a little return?
I would never.
Wouldn't?
No. I would never, unless there's a heckle.
Yeah.
Which will undoubtedly happen.
Can you heckle Limo tonight? Can you go something other than you're old? Like go.
Well, he's talking about his failed camper van holiday, which I told him not to go to. So I'll just go, I was right!
Told you all along. Sit in the front row with your legs crossed and just eye-rolling me the whole night. Told you, idiots.
Should have gone to Bali.
Now, Limo, we've got these couples confessions where we get people just to try and find out how well they know each other. Jack and Taylor have joined us, and this is what they said about how they get to spend some time together because they're not actually living together yet. They're a new couple, a little Brady Bunch style scenario. Sure. Here we go.
Look, we were doing hotel rooms for a while, but that got pretty expensive, so I sometimes have access to buildings much similar to this one.
Have you two been intimate on a work site within, say, a 1 kilometre radius of this spot?
Yeah, I can see it from here.
Right, wow. So we are obviously in Franklin Street, and they are very close by, I reckon, getting involved here because of his construction work. He's able to do that. Jack, Liam, I beg the question, and I tried to get this out of Beck. I mean, where have you been? Where have you done it? And Beck's adventure was, I think, where did we get to? We got to a Commodore, Holden Commodore.
Was it a Commodore? Mm. Was it doing donuts at the time?
Wow. That's not what I was going by at the time.
Which was, I mean, you need adventure sometimes, particularly if it's very new in your relationship. Limo, I'd imagine, Riverland boy, you've been around the block occasionally before.
I am a member.
Yes.
Of the Mile High Club.
You're
oh,
new
no.
Yes.
Really?
It was many years ago, flight from Bangkok to Sydney, appropriately. An overnight flight.
Cubicle or seats?
In the cubicle.
Right.
Yeah. And it was, we decided before the flight, we said, let's see if we can...
Okay.
Make this happen.
Join the club. Jeez,
it would have only been better if you had a said cockpit. That would have been awesome.
Just see if we can join the club.
Yeah, right.
And snuck into there. And it was, she maintained at the time that it was the best 6.5 seconds of her life.
I've never met anyone. I've always heard about the urban myth, but it's actually real.
Yeah. I think, now with Instagram Reels, if you look for it on Instagram Reels, you will find a string of clips where people get busted.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's not for me.
Where someone's filming and then someone else opens up.
Do you know, Rachel, producer Rach, she was a hostie. And I reckon once she was telling us that, between the two cubicles sometimes there's actually a wall you can move.
No.
Yes.
What?
Yes, that partition wall.
But why would you move that wall?
Well, you might be meeting someone in there and whatever, and you could open up and have the double cubicle.
Or you can go to the toilet together.
Yeah. Or just do a little random, and see what the knockback is.
Okay.
Just drill a hole.
I hate to break up this fascinating chat, but Luke from Gawler has just called in. Where did you do it?
Okay. Luke?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
G'day, Luke. Where was it?
John Martin's in Adelaide.
Right. In any particular department?
During the Christmas pageant.
It was in the broken down elevator.
Right.
Did you break it down?
No, but it was broken down for a while and, we just decided to kill some time. So.
Perfect. And how many people were in the lift with you at the time?
It was just the two of us. Okay.
Had you met before you got in the lift?
Thank you, Luke.
Chelsea from Salisbury North, where did it happen?
Mine's a little bit different. My ex-partner and I had a few drinks and decided to go for a walk in the middle of the night to a circus.
Okay. And you were in a circus tent?
We were in a circus tent, yes. Obviously, everything was closed down. There was nobody there that I know of.
Yes.
But yes, in a circus tent.
Well, fantastic, Chels. Well done. Big Top sounds like a great location.
Bit of clowning around. Jess in Hillbank, where did you do it?
At the Adelaide Casino.
Right, yes. Jess. Any particular part?
In the pokey area.
Of course you did. Okay, thank you very much.
Yes! That's what, yeah. Ali in Aberfoyle Park. Oh, Ali, where did you do it?
Well, so, date night, the mood took us, so we decided to try and find somewhere down an old dirt road next to a paddock, and we had the cow serenading us, so it took a while, but then we ended up getting bogged, and I had to push a car out.
Okay, Ali, that's fantastic.
Ali, you're a regular caller to the show, and I thought I knew you, doll. This has changed everything for me.
Oh, there's so much you don't know about me, Beck. So much.
And the cows were in sync with everything. They were all happy to, you know.
Well, yeah, do you know what? It took a while because every time we nearly, you know, took off, they would move and that would put us off. So, hello.
Okay.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
That new car smell is really, really good, isn't it? You just, and then after about a month it goes. But we were just talking about, Beck, I couldn't help it. We were just talking about going to the
gross,
dentist.
Man.
You know those smells that are so rancid that you just go, ooh, and then you, and I actually quite like
it's
that.
It's like when there's something off in the fridge and you smell it and you know it's off, but then you have a second smell. Like, why?
You go back in. Right. And I had these sort of false fake teeth on for, you know, a few days while they were mucking around cleaning the two teeth that I'd had snapped from footy, right, before they put this stupid set on.
Your words, not mine.
Oh, no, it looks like Jim Carrey from The Mask. I get it. But anyway, when they took these other ones off, the stench in the dentist was horrific. Like, it smelt like a dead rat had backed one out in my mouth and had been there for a month. But I couldn't. I was attracted to the smell. I loved it. And then just while Taylor was chatting then and singing, what about M from the newsroom goes, oh, I love this one. And then Rach goes, I've got, the, you know, and now I'm thinking, all these people that are attracted to rancid smells. So Emma Charlton, tell us. Or, no, you're not Emma Charlton anymore. You're
I'm downgraded Emma Van to Van Keekham. That's
yes,
right.
Emma Van Keekham, our newsreader. What do you love the smell of?
Baby poo.
You smell like poo.
No, well, it's sweet. It's like nutty.
What?
That's like sweet.
You filthy poo sniffer. What do you sort of go back in for a little?
No, I don't think I keep, but I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Okay, you're a sicko.
Any baby or just yours?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't sniffed other babies' poos.
It's before they start eating solids.
That's right.
It's milk. It's just a milky.
It's just a milky.
Yeah, it's just nutty, okay. Sweet.
So you're a poo sniffer.
You're nutty.
Producer Rach.
Yes, hello.
What do you love the smell of?
I'm obsessed with smelling underneath my Apple Watch after a workout. It's this like delightful stench of sweat and skin and saltiness. And it just goes, oh, she worked hard.
Do you go back in a couple of times at it?
Yeah, I only work out so I can smell underneath my watch.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
What time it is? Time to smell my watch.
Time to smell me. Rebecca Morse, what is the rancid smell that you can't get enough of?
I smell my toenail clippings.
Multiple times.
No.
What?
Jeez.
Why? It's so bad.
I think it's okay.
You'd
have to get them right up the nostril, wouldn't you?
No, I don't stick them up the nostril.
Do you chew them?
No way.
Right. 13, 10, 60. Come on. Can we do this?
Yeah, go on.
The most rancid smell that you like and you like to go back for.
What do you like smelling?
What about this one? Laura from Birdwood has just texted in on the texty line 0488 52 107. She loves rubbing her finger in her belly button and then sniffing it.
I think we love our
own.
Like,
hang on.
Oh, he's at his T-shirt.
Hang on. What is it?
Oh, yeah, that's not bad. I'm in a shower this morning. Don't you do it. You haven't showered for 3 days. With sniffing your belly button.
Yeah, that's something.
If anyone's having their Cocoa Pops this morning, apologies. Shannon from Evanston. Shannon, what do you sort of love, hate, or like the smell of?
Yeah, it's a little bit creepy, but when you change your earrings and you take them out and there's this gunky smell and you can't help but, like, just sniff your fingers.
Do you know what, Shannon? I reckon the ear jam is similar to the toe jam. It's a similar odour.
Ear jam?
Yeah, it's a funky.
Like, this is like, but this isn't like sticking your finger in your ear waxy smell.
No. It's like there's a little bit of sort of white gear that comes out of the hole where your earring goes.
I'm going to stop it there.
Shannon.
Hang on. Well, get Shannon back on.
Shannon.
Shannon's
there. You're a filthy animal, but I love it, okay?
Thanks, man.
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
The Garden of Unearthly Delights is the place to be. And Beck, last year we were fortunate enough to take the very best of the garden up to the Riverland
to
do a little event in Renmark. And Frankie McNair joined us. She's back in town. She's at the garden all the way up until Sunday, 17th of March. Frankie, great to see you again.
Hello. Lovely to see you again.
Now, you've made the trek from Melbourne, of course.
Yes, yes, yes. We did the big drive.
Right.
Did the big drive from Melbourne.
Oh, it's not that big.
Okay, did you do it? No, yeah. You went stuck in the car for 10 hours.
Well, you must have had a lot of stops.
All I cared about was getting to the giant koala.
Mm.
At Dad's Wells Bridge. That's where it is. Dad's Wells.
Oh, Dad's Wells.
Dad's Wells Bridge, I think it's called. It is.
Who would want to go to Dad's World?
Welcome to Dad's World. You just stand in front of the TV but say you're going to bed. Dad's World.
How crappy is the koala?
I love it. It looks so haunted.
It does, doesn't it?
It just looks like it's staring out into the abyss.
Mm.
And the ears are so, I think it's meant to be hairy, but it just looks, it's harrowing. I love it.
Frankie, many, many years ago, I actually stayed at the motel there. And
is it
look,
in the koala?
No, you're not. You don't stay in the koala. It's just near there. But we were going away on a trip with a whole heap of guys and we were staying in Ballarat to play a football game. And we ended up staying in this motel. And look, good on the people that run it, but it wouldn't be one or two stars.
Yes, I love it. I love it so much. You know, they got merch.
They got koala merch.
Yeah.
What, like a ruler or something?
No, they had like a $10 like teaspoon.
Oh, no.
That I was like fighting for my life to get.
I'm sorry to belittle your 10-hour journey. I'm going to try and get back.
No, it's so fine. I just would, you just really need to be aware of what you say. Just like you don't know my experience.
I know, and I'm projecting my experience of it being a quick trip on you, and I'm so sorry.
No, that's so fine. We also were driving like a Nissan Cube.
Okay.
So that's not very like aerodynamic car.
What even is a Nissan Cube?
It's, you know a cube?
It's a box.
It's a cube on wheels.
Yes.
And it's not aerodynamic, so when we get to 110, it like shakes.
It actually looks like a Lego car. It looks like someone's built it out of Lego.
Yeah, people are jealous of the cube.
Yeah.
When we're on the highway and we just see heads snapping to look at the cube, we're like, jealous. But that's probably why it took like an extra 2 hours, because the cube.
Was that a rental car or that was purchased by choice?
Oh, that was purchased by choice. It was my partner's car and I was like, I like my partner. And then I saw the cube and I was like, let's fall in love. I want to drive that cube.
I didn't actually know anyone would buy the cube.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you can't get up to any naughty business in the back seat of the cube.
Well, it's no, not really, because it's firstly the cube, not a very sensual car.
Mm.
For some reason, it doesn't get you going.
It actually looks like a kit car, like someone's made it.
Yeah.
You've got to Google the cube.
You've got to look it up. Change your life. Everyone, like my partner, like it's his car, and the amount of people
it's really square.
It's really square.
Hence the name.
Amount of people who actually come up to him and make a comment about the car.
Yeah.
Of they just got nice car, and he's like, I gotta get to work.
It's what are we so cute.
It's cute.
It is. It's like a Lego car. It's
yeah.
So
jealous.
I'm so jealous.
Yes.
Did he have the car before you met?
Yeah, that was that's what sealed the deal.
Yeah, right.
I was like, do you come with the car?
You familiarise yourself with it now, Ben?
I'm down a cube rabbit hole.
Yeah.
There's probably a cube appreciation society or an owner's club. There would be.
They're really expensive to maintain too, because you've got to ship in all the parts. They're not good.
No.
They're not good, but it will run forever.
Beautiful. Thank you, Frankie. So you can see Frankie McNair at the Garden of Unearthly Delights all the way up to Sunday, 17th of March. The show, an intimate evening with Tabitha Booth.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Hey, Beck, do you remember a couple of days ago we were talking about, a lady, I think she was in Singapore or Korea, right? And she goes by the name of Kiara Kitty.
Yes.
This is ridiculous, right? What she actually does is, and pardon me, kids, on the way to school, she does a pop-off in a jar. Can we can say fart, can't we? She farts in a jar,
sure.
Seals it, and she sells them to people for around about $400 Australian dollars.
We're really focusing on the foul smells today.
Astounding. This is astounding. And not only that, she sold out.
Mm.
Like she makes that much money. She's making something like $1 million a year from ripping one off into a jar, and then she sells them as the smell of her.
She needs to eat more beans if she's selling out.
She is. Well, I think she was eating, she's having 3 protein shakes a day and some sort of black bean soup, and she ended up with some stomach issues, but very, very rich. Made me think of what sort of little side hustles do you have?
Well, that's like a back hustle, a bottom hustle.
To make some money. Can you actually believe that? Like, I don't know who's buying them.
Yeah, no, I don't know, but I think there's probably a cleaner, more hygienic side.
What did you used to do for cash as a kid? Did you ever do anything to try and make a bit?
I delivered junk mail. Yeah. I had a pamphlet delivery around.
Right.
I was very dedicated. I folded them individually. I knew which houses had no junk mail, so I wouldn't make the effort of walking up the driveway. I was very
You're never going to make $1 million delivering junk mail.
No. Right?
One of my good mates, Foggy, when we were kids, he ended up becoming a plumber, right? So to start his plumbing work as about a 14, 15-year-old, he used to go and knock on the doors of people's houses and say, can I clean your gutters out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he'd go up and sit on the gutter. Up on the roof there, you know, take a little radio up, might have a little dart or so forth. Not you should be doing that, kids. And then what he'd do is he'd blow up the plastic bags, fill them with air, tie them, and then put two or three of them on the front lawn, knock on the front door and go, I've filled the bags, $20 for cleaning your gutters.
Yeah, but the gutters are still full, though.
People don't know. They don't go up to check.
Until it rains next time and they go, where's that little Foggy kid?
He'd pick houses where there weren't many trees anyway.
Right? That's
a sad story. And so he'd just sit up there for a while.
I feel sorry for the people. They're probably old.
Well, that's how he targeted them.
You need to pick nicer friends.
I didn't say it was a good thing to do. I'm just saying that's how we made some money on the side.
13, 10, 60. How do you make a buck but not a dodgy buck?
I mean, some people have gone in to go, boom. And they just turn it into something huge, like our friend here, Kiara Kitty, who is selling her farts and making $1 million a year. So what we want to know is, did you start a little side hustle? These are stories of inspiration we're looking for.
All right. Okay. Michael has called in. Michael from Modbury Heights. What's your side hustle?
G'day, guys. Our business is called Mixed Jiggers, and we airbrush or custom design fishing lures and squid jigs for like tackle shops in Adelaide and just through the public as well and fishing charters. So,
right.
Yeah, that's not too bad, yeah.
So, Michael, did you discover a little gap in the market?
We sort of, because we're big fishermen here and something small that we started out and it sort of expanded and through word of mouth and the word got out and it kept getting bigger and bigger and now we've got to come to the decision like we both work full time and it's sort of, when we're not working, we're sort of working on that. So,
right.
Yeah.
Good on you, Mick. Yeah. It's called Mix Jiggers on social media.
Like Mick Jagger.
Yeah, that's good.
That's cool. That's clever. I only just got it. Yeah.
Mix Jiggers. That's good. There you go. All right. Have you created a little side hustle? Because I love these stories where people probably sit in their office and go, and you might be doing it right this minute, and go, you know what? I could not be Jacker doing this. I am sick of it, but I love doing something else. All right, Marcus. Marcus from Ethelton. Marcus, what was your sort of side hustle that's grown?
So we've got freeze-dried labs where we do freeze-dried candy.
Yeah, right. And so you eat it as it's freeze-dried, or is that to keep it fresh, or what's the concept?
So pretty much what it does is take 100% of the moisture out of the product, keeps it shelf-stable for 25 years, and intensifies the flavour about tenfold.
Okay, and it's freeze-dried lab, and it's growing? How are your stockists going?
We started in December and now we're pretty much in Foodland Manapara and rolling out to every Foodland in South Australia.
And Marcus, where did the idea come from?
Pretty much me and my friends, they come into my lolly shop and asked where the freeze-dried candy was.
Yep.
And said some was coming and then we joked around and said, well, let's buy a machine and do our own. And
do it yourself.
Bought a machine and last year, and then it's just exploded.
Good on you, mate. FDL Adelaide on social. See, there you go.
You just need to find a gap in the market.
Absolutely. All right, 131060, give us a buzz. What was your little concept or idea that you came up with and it has just gone huge? We've got to come up with something, Beck. Seriously.
I know. Just got no transferable skills.
You'll be right.
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Ever had a desire to break free from the chains and just get out of what you're doing, Beck?
Do you know I had a dream several years ago about making bulk smoothies then Boost came along and I went, that was my dream. You stole it, whatever your name is.
Janine Ellis.
Janine Ellis.
I could have been Janine.
Did you actually have the dream?
I had a dream
really,
of being a smoothie queen.
A little idea that just goes kaboom. I've got a friend called Graham Rutter, right? He runs a company called Floral Image.
Mm-hmm.
joins us right now. How are you, Rutsy?
Good, Sodas. How are you, mate?
Good. Now, I need you to tell everyone your story. So you and one of your mates just wanted to make a little bit extra cash, didn't you? You had an idea.
We did, mate. Yeah, we were both sitting in offices and sort of wanted to start a little side hustle. So we sort of put our minds together and we come up with the idea with watching the people come in to change over plants in offices. We thought maybe there's something a bit more stylish that they could bring in. So we figured we'd try and add a bit of colour to offices, and in doing our research, artificial flowers were starting to, you know, really improve at that stage. So we went down the path of, well, let's knock some of these up into arrangements and see if people are interested in putting a bit of colour around their office.
It was that simple.
It was that simple, mate. So,
and then how quickly did it grow, Rutsy?
Well, that was the first step. And then we thought, well, how are we going to make them? So we ended up approaching the TAFE and we got a couple of girls that had just finished their certificate. We didn't have a warehouse or anything. We had bugger all money. We put 10 grand in each. We bought 10 grand worth of flowers and vases and turned his garage into a flower factory. I had a mate come back from the UK. He was a sparky. He sort of saw what we were doing and he was looking at relocating to the Gold Coast. So he took interest in the concept. He said, look, can I knock myself up a couple of hundred arrangements and try it up here? So we went up there and we worked out of his garage and knocked him up a couple of hundred and he had the same success. So we then had another mate we played footy with who was moving to Sydney who wanted to try it up there. So before we knew it, we had sort of three cities going that sort of, you know, had 200 to 300 customers in each city.
And how big is it now?
Good question, Beck. Well, we went to the UK to watch the Ashes. We met another like-minded guy over there who loved it. And he's done really well. We've got an office now in Sussex in the UK. So we've got about 30 operations in the UK now. And then Ben and myself, we travelled to America. A couple of our mates moved to America and they started up there. Now we've got, I think we've got 82 operations around the world with about 40,000 customers.
Wow.
With about 40,000 displays sitting on counters.
Wow. You know,
from London to New York to LA. Not where we thought we would get, but we're enjoying the journey, that's for sure.
Mate, that is unbelievable. Let's start as a little side hustle with you and Benny.
Little side hustle in a garage in Prospect.
Wow. And then you had Turtle up in Queensland, starting at Jazz in New South Wales, and now it's everywhere.
Yeah, now we've pretty much got all the rural and major centres covered in Australia and it's all guns blazing. USA's our biggest growth market now, which we're sort of doubling down on and trying to fill that country.
Mate, that is an unbelievable success story, Rutsy. Now, the business is called Floral Image, and many people will notice the vans, the colourful vans getting around
town.
They
do, mate. Yeah, they've got the kaleidoscope. They're fully wrapped out in the rainbow colours. Got Mick and Braz looking after SA. I think they're looking after about 1,000 corporates in Adelaide at the moment. So if anyone wants a free trial, mate, give them jump on the website or give them a shout-out.
There we go, Floral Image. Rutsy, well done, mate. There's a little idea that just went kaboom. Well done.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, Beck.
Thanks, Rutsy.
SAFM's Beck and Soda, 6 to 9 weekdays. SAFM.